Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the Chad Hasty Show Afternoon Update. I am Chad Hasty, host of the Chad Hasty Show, which you can hear weekday mornings 8:30 to 11 on News Talk 790 KFYO and online right here at KFYO.com. You can always download the Radio Pup app, take the show wherever you may go. Right now, we are paying attention to the filibuster happening right now from U.S. Senator Ted Cruz, talking about Obamacare, talking about the role of Congress, and talking about D.C. just in general. A lot of comments flying back and forth on Twitter, on Facebook as well. Reaction to what U.S. Senator Ted Cruz has been saying. Of course, we will cover it all completely on the Wednesday edition of the Chad Hasty Show. Still, it's a little early on in the filibuster to really comment on what Cruz has been talking about, but just some of the highlights so far. Cruz hitting Republicans and those who vote on cloture, vote on ending debate, that it would be a sad thing to actually see that they would be actually be voting with Harry Reid to go ahead and continue to fund Obamacare. Cruz also hitting on a few things that we've talked about on the show before, about those politicians who are out there. They talk a big game. They talk about how conservative they are. They talk about just how much they hate the President Obama, how they can't stand him. And then they go on to make votes and to do things that actually help to propel Obama legislation and propel Obamacare and so much else. So Cruz hitting on a few of those tones as well. We will get into much more of that on the program tomorrow. Tune in for that. We'll see exactly how long Senator Cruz continues to speak. He has said earlier on when he started speaking at about 1:40 our time, 2:40 Eastern time, he said that he will speak until he can no longer stand. We'll see about that. We'll see how long he goes. We'll see who else joins him. Already we've seen Senators Mike Lee and Vitter go and support Ted Cruz. We'll see who else decides to go and support Ted Cruz. Interesting story out of the Texas Tribune this afternoon. New Yale survey. Most Texans believe in global warming. Most Texans believe in global warming, but many are skeptical that the phenomenon is happening or is mostly caused by human activity. Some 70% of Texans believe that global warming is happening, but 14% said it's not warming. Fewer than half of the Texans surveyed, 44%, identified humans as the root cause for a shifting climate. 31% said it's just natural environmental changes that are mostly to blame, while 11% said it's a combination of the two. So very interesting numbers coming out of that. The headline a little bit misleading there, about 70% believe in global warming. Of course, the global warming that is sold, or climate change, if you want to get down to what they call it now, climate change that is sold to the American public is about how humans are all responsible for global warming and climate change. This, if you really break it down, only 800 Texans were surveyed. It's a pretty small sample size, but 44%, only 44% of those identified humans as the root cause. If you really want to break that down into elections and how that really plays out, Wendy Davis will probably get about 40% of the vote if she runs for governor. So mainly all Democrats believe that it is actually humans responsible for global warming. Hey, well, you know how on the show, we love to talk about these transgender stories out there because most of the time they're just completely crazy. They're absolutely nuts. Well, a Pennsylvania school board says that a transgendered student cannot run for homecoming king. A Western Pennsylvania school board will not let a student who is born female but identifies as male run for homecoming king. Good for that school. The Richland school board did not rule on Casey Carson's request Monday night, but simply let an earlier decision by the school administrators stand. Quote, no formal action is required due to the board agreeing to the previous decision of the administration. Good for them. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter at Chad Hasty Radio. Tune in to the Chad Hasty Show weekday mornings, 8:30 to 11 on News Talk 790 KFYO.